I spoke with Adele Tekelar, the fundraising coordinator from Wesley Urban Ministries, about some of the services available in Hamilton.
What are some of the services you provide?
The services we provide in Hamilton is very specific to Hamilton because we're a local agency, and we've been doing social service providing since 1955 to people who are homeless and people who are living in poverty. So we actually have 6 locations in Hamilton and close to a dozen programs. What we offer is the Wesley Center 24-hour emergency services drop-in program. Now that's broader than just youth, but we do serve some youth at the emergency services drop-in. We saw so many youth at the Wesley Center that we started a youth shelter actually last year. So that's another program that we offer, is a youth shelter for street-involved youth, and that's on 30 Wilson Street. It's in partnership with another youth-serving agency, and there's sleeping spaces for up to 15 youth each night. We also offer the Transitional Youth Street Outreach Program. It's a drop-in and outreach program for street-involved youth. It's actually in the downtown core on 2 Catherine Street North. It's a nightly program. And also the MAC Door Program, Making a Change. That's what MAC, MAC stands for. And that's in the West End on 407 Whitney Avenue, also for street-involved youth.
Okay, how many kids would you say roughly come by these shelters?
Well, the Wesley Center Emergency Services Drop-In, there's a lot. There's about 80 people, 60 to 80 people that are sleeping there a night. There's more in the winter months, of course.
How long do they stay?
Well, that very much varies. It's not a simple question to answer. Some people stay for one night. Some people stay longer. We don't have a cap on how long people are allowed to stay because, let's face it, some issues take longer than, 5 days to sort out for people. So what's the sense of moving a person on from a shelter when the problems really haven't been solved? So we don't put a time limit on it. It ranges one night. One night onward.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Do these services provide them with education or job opportunities?
Yeah, there's definitely referrals, information, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. And if we're talking for the street youth outreach programs, definitely. There's referals constantly. We work with so many different agencies in Hamilton, so many different youth serving agencies and non-youth serving agencies to make sure that we've got a good information base to make sure that we're sending people on to the right services in the area if we can't help them ourselves. You asked me how many people we're seeing at the different programs. I did talk about the Wesley Center. At the youth shelter, like I said, there's about 15 youth that can sleep there. At the Transitional Youth Outreach Program, we see about 50 faces a night, different youth coming into the Transitional Youth Program for counseling, to talk with staff, to kind of build a bit of a trust relationship. That seems to be a big issue among street-involved youth, that they don't trust anybody. So really having a place that they can come in and get to know the staff and hopefully work through some of their issues that way. In the MAC Door project, I actually don't have the stats on that, but there's a group of 24, I think, youth that can enter the program at a time, and it's kind of an intensive program to really work out the issues that are specific to each youth. So, what's your issue that you need to work through? Is it that you can't find housing? Is it that you can't find employment? Is it that you have an addictions issue? So it's really one-on-one work with youth to help work through some of these issues. That's the kind of programming.
What would you say some of the issues that the teenagers deal with are?
Well, definitely, employment issues. How are you to get a house? How are you to get stable housing if you can't afford it? If you don't have employment, if you don't have money coming in. So employment issues, there's, affordable housing issues too. So maybe you are making money, but you're not making enough to be able to afford a place to live. There's issues of, teen pregnancy. There's issues, definitely poverty issues are high. And poverty can sometimes be the background to some of the issues that youth face. So poverty can be the problem, and it plays out in other ways in a youth's life. Behavioral issues, things like that. There is substance abuse issues as well, and so it's working through those too.
For C11.5, I'm Rita Chabot.